Your test, are you sure you'd give only other trefas by the Rosh Hashiva test of Adar Beis Etov Shem above March
26, 1986, on Wednesday, continued. So the Gemara says no. True, it intends to exclude something Ligabi alone, but not the case of Sovot B'Sor, the case of scar tissue that enveloped a neker, that encircled a neker in the ray, not somochlinate in Sovor. Now you say that if the ray was nikav and it's covered up by the ray being entangled in the bosal, so then it's kseiro. But suppose it is smucho to the deifen, the bosal between the tzloys, and at the same time the deifen itself has negative, a penetrating negative. Then it's, what kind of a protection is it? It's not blocked, because the deifen itself is not, has a penetrating negative. So mele, there is another case where in Neket and the Deifen would be Treifo, so why isn't it mentioned in the list of Treifes? So there should be more than Yitches, there should be Yitches. Ilinkim Dichladu my Treife, Leisenikubes Adeifen, and Mele, there should be more than Yitches. Utamecho, Hodom Avisabar Yubar Yitzit, Omar Vichmosh, Nikvokovitzit Mosot Sheiro, Ilinkav Kovit Lado, suppose the gallbladder is Nika, and the COVID covers it up, but the COVID itself is perforated. So then it's not a protection. So, Iluin kaf COVID ladon, my treife. You have to say it. Leisin ikuves ha COVID, elokin ikvo de labminai nitref elikatone. Hochenamek labminai nitref elikatone. The Mishnah only mentions treifes that are treifes because of the thing itself. But here, a naked in the deifen by itself, there is not matter in the ray. But only in this case, where there is a naked in the ray, and if there hadn't been a naked in the deifen as well, so then the deifen would give it protection. But since there is naked in the deifen, so it doesn't give it protection. So it's not a tarfe in the deifen. It means it's not covered up. In final analysis, it's not covered up, so it doesn't have to mention it. If it's not covered up, so it's treifen because of the naked and ray. Naked and ray is listed in the Mishnah. Maske blash lam nek vod ray al shvim. Is das nun ikke deven leder al der ray. Hey, dich ma ray lachat lam ay treif al lois in the deven. Is mas nuk al deven leder al treif ik vim ich nir am ikar. Lam ay treif al treif mam shreye bom. Suppose a reye has many blisters. Is it kshir or not kshir? He inquired from Shmuel. Omalei kshir. So Shmuel answers kshir. Omalei afanim akir. However, Chama said, I also say, Elosh Talmidim is done in Midobo. They hesitate. Yomar Rav Masne, why do they hesitate? Yomar Rav Masne, Mal Yemugle Treife, Maim Zakim Kshiro. So, Rabbi Bachone assumed that Rav Masne had reference to the lung. And if the lung has blisters, and the blister is full with pus, so it's Treife. But if the blister is full with clear water, it's kshero. But if the blister, which is smochim, it's an elevation, is full with pus, so it's treife. Omele yahi bechuli itma. The Chavmasne is reference not to a lung. A lung, even if it has blisters, so it's kshero. But he has reference to a kidney. three kidney. So a kidney, that is nikaf is not reif except in certain places. Mm-hmm. So, but a naked by itself in a kidney is not matrik. But if it has blisters and the blisters are full with pus, so then the behemoth is reif. But mashink in the lung, even if it has blisters, and even if there is pus, a secretion that comes out from it, so it's still shef. Smochane mugli boy ya. Omre it ma rabbi tzor balyeise, ave kozlo basad rabbiya me vishukin taboche, rabbi tzor balyeise, went after rabbiya me, followed rabbiya me in the market, in the butcher's market, chazine lahana de kainen, so he saw there, they had so exposed a number of behemoths with lungs that had elevations. The kind of smoche, omale, loiboye, so Rabbi Zvayi said to Rabbi Yomye, loiboye marunze, don't you need any basa? Why don't you buy this basa whose lungs have smoche? Omale, lesli prite, I don't have change. Omale, akfanano, I will, in other words, I have pull with the butchers. So, I mean, they will give it to me on credit for you. Omale, so Rabbi Yomye said, Rabbi Zvayi said, ma'avutloch, what should I do with you? Dechiosle kam Rabbi Eichanen, whether a lung that has smoking is kshir or not, is Mishadalu, Mikami Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Dimir Rabbi Shmei, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Teire, so he didn't want to pass the letter. But he sent them over to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, who were accustomed to pass the letter, a Reye Shalzo Smoch. Lesley Sirale, Rabbi Yechem, Sirale Achshure, Umit Rabbot, he didn't want to answer it. Since he hasn't heard from his Rebbe that it's kosher, so he didn't want to pass the letter. But passing the Yisra, he didn't want either, so he sent them to another Chochem. Omar Obe Kiyave Mazginon Basad Rab Noachman Bishuket Yodoye in the market of the shoemakers, the Amor Bishuket Rabbonon, in the market of the Talmud Chachamim, Chose Hano. Why is it called Shuket Rabbonon? I suppose it's a place where all the Rabbonon used to buy things. Shuket Rabbonon, Chose Hano. So he saw those lungs of behemoths becoming kande, the tzmochim daily. Big elevations. And they sold it, that meat, that had those lungs. So he didn't say a thing on it. In other words, because Rav Nachman held that it's kosher. Rav Ame v'Rav Asa v'chalf b'shuri t'varye chose hana v'kain tinre, big tumors, not just elevations, but big tumors. It's still kosher. Now, let's see the taste. My sin sakina the holy shpume. Heine kshloi also smoke. Aber Hels of Smochim, Afilike Reyes, Bideifen, Lutalinum Bideifen. Afnachemi Reyes, Boya, Bidshur, Aike Reyes, Bideifen, Goy, Bidshur, Bidkundras. Yato Neagim, Lehatrit, Kolasirches, Vein Beitkinesom, Lubideifen, Lubishur. And there are more paskans like that, that whenever this kind of dikki is required, Shure, so Inun Kin, Bidikki. Omar Rabbeinu Yisrael Bishre, Pirush Nev Nechos, Nisubachet Bibosor, Moitemach Misubach entangled, not just adheres, but it's intertwined in the Bosor Shebein Hatzloei. When is it kosher if it's tzovich, entangled in the Bosor? Not if it just adheres, soil of the bodies. Which was Rav Shalom Goyim Kosav di Bein Soyer V'Sovich U Bein Sovich U Bein Loi Sovich Bein Sovich. In other words, he's such a maker, Rav Shalom Goyim, that as long as it is adjacent to the David, even though it's not entangled in the Bosor, and even though it's not even adhered to the David, or to the bosa of the between the tzloim, or even though it doesn't adhere even to the tzloim at all, just a deishin. So it's enough of the potential. How can you say that? But here the Gemara says, Sovir Bzore. The answer is, who says who's Sovir Bzore? Rav Nachman doesn't say it. Rav Nachman says, Reish and Mikvo Bidefen Sit Mosok Sher. Omarabine do the Sovir Bzore. So, some Rishonim hold that Rabbinei's Membres HaRibsor is explanatory of Rav Nachman, and Rav Sarshon Goen Shiti is not explanatory of Rav Nachman. He is Chilik on Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, Rishonim Kovidefes et Masok Shero, even without Tzovich and without Ibnei Sirche, just because it's adjacent to the Deifen. So the Deifen gives it a sufficient protection. And Rabbi Abine is chilek on Rav Nachman. And Rav Sarshon Goyim doesn't pass like Rabine. He passes like Rav Nachman. So it's a big kule. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like Rav Sarshon Goyim. Because the other Rishonim are chilek, and they hold that Rabine is explanatory of Rav Nachman. Ulochen oye, which we are saying, because we saw the Soviet, we saw the Soviet Ksheir of Lesser, because the Krabine, Elo Krab Nachman, the Marishan, the Lesser, the Ksheir of, the Marishan, the Lesser, the Rabine, the Bolly Fori 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 Krab Nachman, Elo Sora, the Nafshei Koma, the Chenire, the Lipori Chalei, the Elo Sosmochim Cheshi Shemo, and the Rab Nachman, the Ochem, the Rab Nachman, the Lesser, the Lesser, the Ksheir of, the Mishan, the Lesser, the Soviet, the Lesser, the Soviet, boy mo di por ha bis rabine vel rab nachmen ma sh rab nachmen li boy lo isor fun li sorry vi ne ke peso shom she deisen sis mosa so takes this says the chinire in the amena we shein you say that we chinire na the chinire it means that the rabine is not explanatory of rab nachmen but Rabbine represents his own shita, but Rav Nachman is chelik. But that doesn't mean the tasters and all the Rishonim who say the Chenire that they agree with the psak of Rav Sarshon Goyim, because tasters can also agree with Rav Sarshon Goyim on the point that Rabbine's memre is not explanatory of Rav Nachman's memre, but it's an independent memre. But whereas Rav Sarshon Goyim holds, since there is a machleket between Rav Nachman and Rabbine, so we pass like Rav Nachman, Tesis holds true, there is a machleket between Rav Nachman and Rabbine. But we pass like Rabbine, because Rabbine is Basroye, Rav Asher and Rabbine say Chachmi Yoye. So Tesis is Mesikashe. Granted that there is a machlekes. But why does Rav Sarshon Goyim pasken like Rav Nachman? Let him pasken like Rabbine. Newly adding the knowledge of Yalochek Rabbine Shubasre, the Shemo that he says to explain Rav Sarshon Goyim, in the Rabbine Stome, Shehu Bichol Ashar, Shehu Yechavir Shal Abashe, Shemir Adin Shemisrove, Nibor Rabbi Yisid Roshe Balvorof, and he was before Abashe, Uvihilchez, but so it's another rabbine, an early rabbine. So Mele, an early rabbine, is not a basroye as against Rav Nachman. So he passes like Rav Nachman. But most Rishonim passed that only Sovir B'Psore is Ksheiro, but not Sovir B'Psore not. And if it is, if it, even if it's Sorif, so in the Tzlois, but not be psore in still play. Adhere to the shita of Sasha and Boy. But he has a different shita that he holds, whereas Rashi holds that Tzovim Psora means only when it's entangled in the Bosor between the Slois. But if it's entangled in the Slois themselves, not. So Rabbi Gershon's shita is, doesn't make any difference whether it's entangled in the Bosor between the Slois or in the Slois themselves, as long as it's entangled. Not just adhere. So, Mele, it's Kshel. Lo limute kum chol macht mak bereyach, na mo stu mino limute shul in kiru yisayi, el se smoche ma lo me kshero, vada mo lo chishin lo hain kudu shul chul ideit mi mucha mil se shasir chem ma mas neke, ma mas neke. Itma, mach Hashem in Zidreye, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Chanin, and Mich, Shere Sechol, you find the needle in the Reye. So, it's not stuck in the membranes of the Reye. It's in the Reye itself. So, the question is, how did it get into the Reye? So, maybe, before it got into the Reye, it pierced one of the internal organs that are treife when they appear. And then it came into the rain. Some may be treife, or we don't anticipate that root. So, there's the shine. Machen grail. Und ich will mir Rab Chanine machschere. Rab Chinolok in für Rab Mane, Rab Pratik, Rab Chinolok in Tarfe. Lein wokim mifli, die Mausel hat es oben, bifnim schmeich es oben. In other words, the Gemara wanted to say that there are two possible ways, how the Machat got into the Rebbe. One way is through, let's say, the Behemo, while she was eating, let's say, grass, so she swallowed the Machat. So the Machat went down into the esophagus. From the esophagus into the first stomach, then from the first stomach, the second stomach, the third stomach, the fourth stomach. But that didn't involve any piercing, it just went in the digestive tract, but then it went down into the intestines. Then once it went down into the intestines, it pierced the membrane of the intestines, and it came out into the halal aguf, and then it came to the rei. So it already became treife when it pierced the membranes of the intestines. So that's treife. That's one possible route. The other possible route is that's not usual. Usually it doesn't happen when a behemi eats food, so it doesn't go into the trachea. That's a safone. Sometimes, you know, it happens. I know of cases of people who swallowed food, and the food, instead of going down into the esophagus, so it went down into the trachea. So then many people die from it. But many times the patient is saved. The patient is saved. But in this case, we can anticipate this route also. This route also, that maybe it went down into the kone, so it went down into the kone, that wasn't matter of the beine, and then from the kone it went into the bone fuel tubes, and then into the bosor, but the kumachitzen, the outer membrane of the rei wasn't pierced, you see. So melee, it's not treife. So So later, but even though he took that route through the kone, he didn't become treife as a result of perforating the internal organs that are treife when they become perforated. But since the machat was lying in the reye, so he diminished the reye. So it's a resolving with him. So those rabbonim who are matri, because they hold chisom with nishmechisom, and those who are machshia hold loishmechisom. So the Gemara says, lo yikul alam chisom with nim loishmechisom, vohem bokam with liyem, maso vasim pili noket vasoye, those rabbonim who are machshia, they assume that he took the root that did not involve any perforation of internal organs. Let's say it went down to the cone, and then from the cone into a bronchial tube, and then from the bronchial tube it entered the reye without perforating the outer membrane of the reye. So it's sheo. And those are matriv, they assume that he took the other route of swallowing down to the veishet, and from the veishet into first stomach, second stomach, third stomach, fourth stomach, then into the dakin, and then it pierced the membranes of the dakin and went out the whole aguf, and then it entered the reye. So it's right. Masala Supreme Vasoye, Masala Nikumiko Vasoye, Hayimachte, Ishtaka Bichituche de Reye, a machat was found not in the Reye itself. Before the Gemara discussed the case where the Reye is intact, the whole Reye. So, and we found the machat in the whole Reye. So, Sam Amachir. Now the Gemara discusses the case where the Reye was already cut up into many slices. And then in one slice, we found the machat. Hagi machat is tak vartuch et reye, so li kam rav ame, so balach shure, eis rav yame, vitim rav zreike, hore ish nikvo ish chosro, mai chosro lim bachut hain nikvo, elav bifnim, ushma mechisorim, bifnim mechisorim, hode shetru li kam rav yisok nafre, so balach shure, eis rav yame, vitim rav zreike, hore ish nikvo ish chosro, mai chosro lim bachut hain nikvo, elav bifnim, ושמה מנו חיסורן, וחיסורן מפניש מחיסורן, הודו שטרו מכמה רבה מביטופו, אמרי, והרבון המחשירה, והוא המחשיר, הוא אז מחשיר, מחה שנמצא בריאה, רבי יחן, רב לזר וחנינה, אומר להם, היי נכשירו, they were מחשיר in the case where the machat was found in the whole reye that was intact. So, why, שיידי מידתם מחשירו, why were they machshir? Because they assumed that the macha took the root of coming into the trachea and from the trachea into the bronchial tube, and then from the bronchial tube, without perforating both membranes of the reye, it went into the reye. Anan, but we are discussing another case where the macha was found. So they were machshir in the case where the machat was found in a whole reye, not in a slice of a reye. So they looked at the reye and they didn't see any perforations. So why should they be cheshesh? Why should they be cheshesh? Maybe it was nikvo. Mashenkin, we have another case where we found the machat in a slice of a reye. So maybe if the whole ray had been before us, we would see Nika a nekev. And the only reason as to why we don't see nekev in the ray is because we don't have the whole ray before us. We only have a slice of the ray. Anami Tanakshad Dumi Avare Kamon Minkve Time Dilese, because the ray was not before them. That's why Ravami was matrified. Ho yise, but if the whole ray was before him and he didn't see any nekev, so it would be hoyisev mikve ksheiro. Ve'omar Rav Nachman, hay simpone de reye de inkev is treife, that if so. In other words, why would he be machshir if he saw the whole reye and he didn't see any nekev in the reye? Then he would be machshir, because then he would assume, since he doesn't see any naked in the reye, and there is a mahat in the Reye, so he would assume that he took the root of the mahat going into the trachea, and then from the trachea into the bronchial tube, and then from the bronchial tube, so it went into the bosso. So it's kshero. So he is a remitic kshero. Vomar Rav Nachman, hai simpone de reye di inkaf treife, that even if the bronchial tube is perforated. So it's also treife. So even if we assume that he took the root of coming down into the trachea and from the trachea into the bronchial tube, the sympane, and then from the bronchial tube, from the sympane into the bosso, but in order to come out from the bronchial tube into the bosso, it had to pierce the bronchial tube, that in itself is treife. So why was it machshir? Vomar Rav Nachman, Iskuna Reyedin Kefreife, Haul Chaver Yitmar. Haul Chaver Yitmar. When do we say that Simpone de Reyedin Kefreife, if it's Nikef in the place where one bronchial tube leads to another, then it's Treife. But if the bronchial tube is Nikef, not in the place where one leads to another tube, then it's Sheol. Now, Vomar Rav Nachman, hay adure di kante di inkaf la de chavore, la ha de chavre, is megino. So, but even in the case where the chavere, where one bronchial tube is pierced in at the place of juncture with the other bronchial tube, why should it be treife? But Rav Ashi said, hadure di kante, has reference to the coil of the small intestines. You know how the small intestine goes, one inside the other. So, if there is a nekev in one coil, in one ring, at the place where it leads to the other ring, so then it's kshel. Why? Because since it is surrounded by another coil, so it doesn't matter. So it's protected. So on the contrary, when one is surrounded by another, so it's a protection against the nekev. So in the case where there is a nekev in one bronchial tube, at the place where it's adjacent to the other bronchial tube, so one should be protection against the other, there should be a mile, it should not be treife. So the Gemara says, Rav Asher treife is coming down to Adode, a name and be treife is Zudem Rezu, Shari Chitro Mikano Meso Chitro Mikano Vechai. In other words, you can't equate in connection with the coils, the intestines. I mean, we can understand it because in the coils, it's not a question of one ring, one coil, one curve, and another curve. There are many curves, you know, that the intestines go one after the other. So that's a bigger protection. Mashaink in the bronchial tubes, you don't have a series of coils, one encircling the other. So then it's not, on the contrary, so that there it's right. All right, we have to leave it here. It's already very late. All right, now. We covered a lot of Gemara because this Gemara doesn't require any thorough discussion. I mean, tell me how much is it covered? One blot in the head. Okay, all right. Now, for next week, at first I said that the sugi about Chelev will skip. But then I decided, I went over it again, if we skip it, so then when you start over the Gemara, Ligabe Treifes, so you have to refer back to the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, so you won't accomplish anything. So it's better not to skip it. So you should prepare till the end of noon on the base. I mean, it's very easy Gemara, very easy Gemara, very easy Gemara. Okay.
Sure, you dialed in Elo Trefos by the Rosh Hashiva Chafal Vedibrei Zeytov Shemem Vav, April 1st, 1986, on Tuesday.
היו מחתה משתקף בסיסה בדרך ומידו מוספנד עם דבון של שוב עשו כמה דרבון שפויים. So it was brought before the Rabbonon Tupoi. For the Omubo Lo Yisa Beheta, Hanach Abonin Delil, Rabbi Manu Beshlokish Beshinen, the Tarafel Limachach Limitzel Berei, because before the Gemara mentioned the Machlekes, Machach Limitzel Berei, so Rabbi Yechen, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Hanine, Elu Machshe, רפשים לוקיש, רמנו בפטיש, רפשים ללוקים, הוא המטרי. That's in the case where the macha, the needle was found in the wrong itself. Here, it was found in the wrong girl too, not in the wrong. So it was brought before the same chachom, the same amoroyim, who in the case where the macha was found in the rei itself, were matri. So, lo nomru bo lo yisar v'yeta. Heta li amru bo kishmait, because they themselves were matri, in the case the idol was found in the room itself. So later they felt they couldn't be matri when instead of being found in the room, it was found the bronchial tube. Is another amru, because even though they already passed in the case where a needle was found in the lung, that is right, but there might be a difference between the case where it was found in the lung itself or the case where it was found in the bronchial tube. Kidney is another material in a rabbi shtaka. Aimless in pain, no katvasoi. Pain, a colorasoi. No, let's see the rash. Rabbonin tropoye, Hanach Abonin yed, Admane, the Rabshin, the Lord, the Shlokin, the Rabshin, and the Tower of Machin Dre. Kishmaitse, in Melza Kereyes mistaken, because over there was a machleke. The question is, what do we assume? In other words, what route did the needle take? So there are two possibilities. One route is that it went down the beishet, it found the beishet into the stomachs, into the four stomachs and the intestines, and then it pierced itself through the intestines, thereby making the behemoth right, and then it pierced the lung, so it's right. If that is the route the needle took. But that's the reason as to why certain Amoraim were matri, because they assumed, or they at least anticipated, that the needle took that route, which is necessarily involved, right? Or those who are matri, they say that we can assume that it took not this route of going down to the beishet, to the stomach, to the intestines, and then perforating the intestines and coming out the whole group, and then entering the rail. But we say that it went down the cone. It went down the cone. So he says, kishmaitse or kindispune. But here is different. Kindispune, rabbi shtaka. מי מחב מלאיס עם סיפן עם דרפי שכניך לסוף הוא כעבור מקום מהוכחים ומספינים לוחם ועל דרך הקומי הוא בואו מספינים שרי in the case where it was found the bone till it took, then there is circumstantial evidence that he didn't take the root from the patient and then piercing the intestines and coming out of the whole root and then entering the bone till it took, but that it went down through the windpipe, to the trachea, and then from the trachea it entered into the bronchial tube. So there is circumstantial evidence, we could say that. kins in Kurabi, stak achemes in Pinket Nokat Basoi. In Nina Chabno is in Simbin der Abelschik der Rezog. Hülkat wollen die Kolom auf Lachemes in Pinket Nokat, die Ol der Hakone und Bomis in Pinket Soi. Alright, now. Hayim machte die Stakach Tichet Dikrei. A needle was found in a piece of the river. So the question is, how did it get into the river? You see, perforation of the liver is not part of the pain. But until it got to the liver, how did it, what route did it take? What route did it take? So, Agu Machmish Dai was written, Soba Mao Breda Rabbi Yisim in Mitrefe. So, the son of Rabbi Yisim thought of being Mitrefe. Omalei, Rabashe, Ilu Ishtaka, Bisre Kai Gabna, the Torah Ma. After all, Mikvah, Kovei is not written. And you found it in the Kovei. So, you only know that it pierced the copy. That is not marked in itself. So suppose you found it just in the gospel. It wouldn't be marked. So if you found it in the copy, and since the far copy is not very clear, so we have no reason that to assume that it was Mika, some of the other internal organs, which become, where body becomes straight. Aber toll, mal rasch, wie hier, Trima, Bechina, Kupes, Kope, Trife, Elo, Marabash, Hazine, I Kupe, Liba, I Kupe, Noki, Vassoi, I Kupe, Liga, Si, Kune, Noka, Vassoi. So here we have Machlekes, between Rashi, Peisvet, the Rosh, on the one hand, and the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rambam, and the Haber, furiously, usually, you know, he passes like Rashi the Rambam, but here he passes like Rashi tasted in the Rosh. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention the Rambam. So, according to Rashi, and tasted in the Rosh, so Kupel Ba means, of course, Kupel that, according to everybody, Kupel means the thick edge of the needle. The needle has two edges. The relatively thick edge, you know, when you pull the thread, you know, that's the relatively thick edge. And then you have the relatively thin edge, the other end. So kupe means the thick edge. I kupe liba is the thick edge of the needle. Is liba, what is liba? Liba means according to Rashi, and tasteless, and the Rosh, Liba means if it's heading towards the chalal, not towards the head of the beime, but towards chalal. Let's say, if this is the thick edge, and this is the thin edge, and this is the thick edge. So if the thick edge is heading, is pointing, so then you couldn't knock it back, sorry, then it's right. It couldn't gap if the thick edge is pointing towards the head of the baimo, so then it's kosher. Then it's a raya that's in pain and knock it back. Now let's see the raya. It couldn't gap in ratio of the thick edge. She couldn't be. Now, what we see, how could it be? The chudo, shekirin point of point, the finish, is it in Sahala, Beino, Vada is in pain and okat. So, if the chud is Yetzi in Sahala, Beino, Va, Nokat, Va, Hakim, Nikat, Chudo, as a simple, the, as I see it in the Oslo Kovit Melechut, the Kupel Vav, and the thick edge is pointing, is heading to the Chalala Beimo, Upiro Misiha Kodesh, Vadai, in other words, if the thick edge is pointing to the Halala Bema, and the thin edge is stuck inside the Kodesh, so Vadai Dera Habeshit Nechais Upiro. So how is it? How does it come to be stuck that way? Because there habeshet nichnesot chilo. In other words, it was nichnes there habeshet. So, and then dropped into the stomach, and then from the stomach it dropped into the intestines without any mutilation of the organs. But then once it dropped into the intestines, so it came out with the point piercing the membranes of the intestines into the halagu, v'yotzo v'nichnas pio, so v'nichnas pio recovery, and then it the point, the thin edge, pierced the covey, and the thick edge heading toward the halagu. So it's straight. But if it's kupel gav, so then we say simpeinu nokat basov. In reisho of shim kupel gav, me'al bo musim ha-kodesh, v'yichudo shikirin dun dun zil hala adimo, v'ada simpeinu nokat, v'hatim nikat kudo es ha-simpein, v'yoso l'kobin, u'mimenu l'chutz. U'mimenu l'chutz. V'hana mire ba'limte. Only if it is in general, a big needle. So, where the thick edge is relatively thick, so it couldn't pierce, you know, through the thick edge. But it could only pierce through the thin edge. But if the needle in general, in total, is a relatively small, thin needle, so maybe even the thick edge is relatively small. So then it's very likely that it pierces the organs with the thick edge, not with it, if it's a big, thick needle. So the thick edge couldn't pierce the organs. But if it's a small needle, so even the thick edge is substantially thin, and it could pierce the organs through the thick edge. So it's also painful. A few of the feet of the Machin Shalom should not be bosso, a few of the Rakhupa Shalom. Now, this is the pshat by most Rishon. But let's see, I mean, and the Nechata passed it like that pshat. Memalev Sivo, Machat Shemitzo Bikovet, Beishibo Lufonenu Sholem Beishibo Chotu, in Tzadalov Sholei, the thick edge, is heavy, is pointed with a Chalala Beimo, at the Kulei Tomu Nibosa Akovet Reim, Din Tzadadak Sholei, Kilat Bichutz, Sheo, Shonokeilin, Leimal Derech Simpein, Bosho, Vim, a big needle. So the thick edge is so big, is so thick that it couldn't possibly pierce the internal organs. Avodako, so even the thick edge is substantially thin. So it's very likely that it pierces the internal organs through the thick edge. Is in chiluk, so it's great for in either situation. Vishio gaso, vishio gamsho tamu. What is considered thick and what is considered thin, vishio gamsho tamu. Like the size, like the thickness of the stone of the date. Alright. That's in accordance with Rashi's pshat and Tesis pshat and the Rosh. Now let's see the Rambam. The Rambam, they explain it reversely. In other words, Kupali Pa.
Rashi and Tesis and
and the Rosh and the Amidos didn't mention the Rif and the Rambam Tzidkar. Only Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh. Unfortunately, people are bound with Kretish Akupi in Sakhalala. They are Tzada Had from Sadarish. The Baal Perushi in Baal Mikovic, outside the river, who say Chalala Guf, who got Mikre, Kisha Akupo, the Tikhage in Sadarish. They are Tzada Had from Sikhalala. They are big, they are Rambam, they are Ashbo, Unfortunately, Hefer. Die Kuppel in Baal mitkreit ist ja eine Kuppel in die Zerrosch. Und die Baal peruschen in die Baal mit Halal auf den. Outside, the Baal means outside. Outside what? Second, the Rashi means outside the covenant. At the very bottom, you see. When, and according to the Rabbi, the Rambam and the Rashi go, so, the Baal means outside the halal abeima, so it means towards the head. You see, the kupel the god mikret is a kupel in the halal abeima. The god means inside, but inside what? Inside the halal abeima. So, the inner don't be holding it from the shina jerush, because of that machleik is in there, the machada paskins completely like the rashi tasteless and the rosh, but and it's a keli ma'achishish for the Shittas HaRambam, since the Shittas HaRambam is just the opposite of the pshat of Rashi Tesfes and the Rosh, so mele, we have to be matched with the middle situation, whether the thick edge is pointing toward the Halal HaGuf outside the Kodei, or the thick edge is pointing towards the head in the middle situation, so we have to be matched. Und kaum noch in die Brüder Tanja Rabbi Sehne bin ich sehe, die Ehe werden die mit dem Heim und Kuhn nicht von dem Bauch. Rashi Saal, der Ehe, die sich das ist für den Jakob, war der Akkobe Tolle, war der Kone, wo er in der Rima, Schabach, der Tolle, der Kone, hat sich vor, war Akkobe, will nur noch ein Schmieder, ein Matrin, die Kibosso, und kaum noch in die Schabach, der Ehe, der Rima, der Tolle, der Tolle, der Tolle, אם נימא שנכנס דרך הקומי, מסתור את נימא שנכנס בצלו, ואם זה נכנס בפוסרה. If it fell into the comment of the Trachea, into the Trachea, so then, and then it peers its way through, it could peers its way through, with the thicket, so maybe at the same stroke, she may have a rod, they have a different sack of it. So, if it, so, how did it pierce the coming? And the father, she may have a hatisha, so it fell in with the thin edge downwards, it fell into the esophagus, into the stomach, into the intestines. Yotam Aveshit Ma'atakim Yichasa Kovet, and then with the thin edge traveling forward, so it pierced the Kovet, and then it came out from the Kovet, it came out from the Kovet with the thick edge sticking outside the Kovet, so it's like Yichasa Kovet made a Shemidah today, the Nikad Bosra Kovet Lochin Tzaz of the Pasin Tzarachol, outside the Kovet, the Chudu Tzarareish, Lochin Treyken, the Kim Sabeishin, the Zadaki. Alright, then he said, Vishitas, paragraph for Dalai, Vishitas Aviv Zal, the Indian Vishitas in King, the Chidu Shakobi told him, Bikone, we Hashim Paul Shinichmas Derech Habish, Ela Derech Hakonu Michmas, the Lochin, the Kupel, the Baal, the Rima Shakipo, the Tzarareish, ביחוד מצד החור, כשנכנס להקומת דרחודי, ויעקב איתו לו למעלו, סולנו איזה ריף שתראי, זה תמיד אפקט, that there is a direct chant between the trachea and the liver. So maybe we have to assume that it fell into the liver via the trachea, not via the ventricle, because there is no channel, from the Veshet to the Kotel. In order to get from the Veshet in the Kotel, it has to pierce its way outside to the memories of the Veshet, the memories of the Samech, of the memories of the Dakin, and then pierce the Kotel. But a direct route, there is no connection, there is no channel between the Veshet and the Kotel. But there is a channel, there is a route between the Kone, the trachea, the windpipe, and the Kotel. So maybe we assume that it certainly fell into the trachea. The fell into the trachea. And the Shin Zahir is all the English person, the Shin Shakomi told the Kone, the Hashim Kwalshin Nichnas the Achabish. And the Hakon Nichnas, the Lochim Kupra Livar, the thick edge is heading towards the head of the Behemo, Grima Shakupra is a race, the Achud is a hole, Kishin Nichnas la Kone, the Achude. With the thin edge, the Hakon told the Mato, Habe Malay, Bore, the Hoho Amachat, דרך חיקו עד שנכנס לבשר הקובי הילוכי חיששי שמונותו בחודי דרך לוכי בקני הקובי שאין תובוסם למעש in other words if it's cooper liba if it's heading towards the head so then we assume that no matter whether cooper liba or cooper liga it fell into the fake and not into the fake but that but as it traveled from the trachea to the kovei it might have pierced the vena cava and the halacha is that if the vena cava is pierced even the mashal trachea that we learn some melee if it's completely bowed on the head so then we assume that we are not assume, but we anticipate the possibility that as in its course, so as it dropped from the corner, and then, so it bumped against the Vina Keiva, and it pierced the Vina Keiva, she was on Kumashi. אבל בקופר לגעב, דהיינו שהקופר יצרח לו, והחוד יצר רעיש, ונכנס דרך הפושן, והקופר יניקבס, is chaos. Because then it couldn't have pierced the vena cava with the thick edge. So melee we say that it went directly from the trachea into the covey. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Kasher Meis bin Machat Shemitzes Biyubin Beisakeses Biyubin Beisakeses." That's the second summit in the day. How do you think in particular? So if the Machat is stuck, we found stuck in the thickness of the membrane of the Beisakeses of the reticulum. So Mitzadechot Kshero. So, Mishnei Zvodim Treike, Le'amunon, Le'amunon, Kupeli Bar, Kupeli Gav, Rashi. Ule Bishakitzit, Bishif HaKeres, Shekir and Pants. So in other words, Bishif HaKeres, that is the woman, this is the first one. And then, the Keres, the woman, the first one, it leads to the Bishakitzit, the second stomach, and then the second stomach, in these cases, leads to the third stomach, to the hemsis. In English, it says a similar word, omesis, and then from the hemsis, the third stomach, it leads to the keva, to the maw, the fourth stomach. So, the sefer keres, at the end of the woman, the first stomach, the third stomach, Mishbish also became, so it is shaped in the form of a helmet, whose fast date full of state tfanis are victims of Israel. So we have two tfanis, one to attack to the other. We shouldn't have Bekehren durch so ein Zadecho, schön Mikro ist Dave in Akmins, durch Mikro ist Hashem ist, if it's just peers. Der Dave in Akmins, in Nadi Shem ist, so Cheo, Shechabeata Medino Ala. Nicht mehr zu dir, schön Mikro Hashem ist, die Otto hat die Luft treffen. Für die Amrino Nechel und Mikro Elo Achas, die Kuppel in Bar, schön Mikro Kuppel Shalom Trufa, die Dave in der Big Cage, is stuck in David, who pure kulam sechakeres. So even though only one David is here, but how did they get there? So what I'm bachutznich so shenok vesabeishet, because it couldn't pierce with the thick edge. We keres udakim bosach haaguf, we shom chazam nichnasul bisakitzes. We offer for kulam sadeif nachitzin. The way you speak of Kupi Shalu Abba is a big Nakini. The image of me was of Ashton Maskaris was in the Hulk is a cases in the Hakupo in Aki, the name of Trefe, and the Tonic Shirosh Mamino Kalech and Matino Mema, Simpun and Okat, the Oki in Oche, and since we don't see that it perforated the other Dayton as well, so then we don't anticipate the possibility that it traveled all the way into the Dakim and then it pierced its way out and then it stuck into the Besa cases. Then it entered the Besa cases. We don't anticipate because there is no way to say we don't see any naked in both families of the Besa cases. So here too. Had a rain, the action in the stars in that day, but you quickly bow it up in the terrace over there, since there's a lot of food in the stomach and there's a lot of pressure exerted by the food as it goes down from the first stomach into the second says. So because of the pressure exerted by the food, it might push the thick edge of the needle also, it is, so that's why we say there, kim di keich mu maschkin, im leich mu maschkin dachtur, leich mu maschkin dachtur, mit der Hatrat, nich mu so kupi shalom bi poso, tuk hachaf auf ab, bi kupi di ba, rolu bu chatina neke, yitz lechut cheo. And we don't say it's impossible that it entered through the thick edge, because even though the thick edge is very thick, but because of the pressure exerted by the food, it might have pushed the thick edge also. So the machat was found in the large tube of the covet, of the liver, probably one of the pinakeles. But it was found inside the pinakeles. Hunemar breid rabbi de torif, rab adabamayu memachshi, Kunemar torif. Because so far, in the Kuvenok, it should be in Israel, and there are Habeishim. We knock for carrots, so we to and then it pierced its way out into Halagu, and then it got into the clay, the Simpune Rabbe of the Kovet. Machshir, kid, musikin, ishtakach, amrino mi mechadno likonit bisim benze, elo derach hakone nichnisho. Ve hakone upne, hakove itzbuchin zelo ze, ve hasholosom, somuch lereye, so there is a direct wood, a channel, between the Freikia and the Kneakovit. ויאספון סמורל גם תעלי כעקופת נסחר פנסים בין הדברי של היחוד ויש למה שנכניסון מסלפני הקונה וסלפני כעקופת ומשמור ומשום אוסו לקופת דרך הסלפני אוסו שאלו לרבינה, אמר לו, שקילו מן את הקופוי, בקוס רבינה הלד, תתרבד בם, תתונה מר ברי דרבידה, הוא זמת לפשורי תגיד, so he was a mazik, so you can live in attachment, and the body of the amroi, who were matrim, שקילו מן את הקופוי, שחילו המקלוי, and so the damage was already irretrievable because you could they were already machori klobi so they were mazik hayi kashi said the ishtaka abimore the ganesho tamre a date stone was found inside the gallbladder. Now the question is, how did it come inside the gallbladder? Maybe it was just pushed into it without perforating the membrane. Or maybe it perforated it wasn't pushed into the hollow of the gallbladder. But it just perforated the membranes of the gallbladder. So then it's right. Omar Avashi Kabin the Rabkane Omar Obalais Penino Kata Soye. Because covering no gap, you all there, Hakonin Yichniso, there have each Yichniso, in a very native good, the worst niche on the laws of the Konis Kanderach naked. The Apple Gap, you're enough, even though it cannot come out normally through the same pain, but because of the pressure, it might come out. אף אגב נקד מירבו הוא דיבור עלי because the behime shakes when it walks so mele it can come in through a narrow passage like this the passage is very narrow it couldn't come in but since the behime does a lot of moving of shaking so mele in the course of the shaking of the behemoth wall, so the narrow passage is dilated and expands. Mele it can fall in the date stone. V'hanu mele di declare only if it is a date stone was found. So then it's very likely that it pushed it fell in without piercing. But suppose an olive stone, I would say it's a music one. So then it couldn't, you know, push itself like without piercing. So then we say that it pierced itself. It pierced. We are bull robber moon washing at the Mohashim Ram Satan of the Dog in the last words. We are bull shame kill Kabor, Shinan. ואי זה אבל את כמה אבל מוציאס, מי זה בו זה כמחת, הוא אומר, טוב עם מחת, טוב עם נעם הביאור. אומר ביך, לא מוניק חושמו ראה, וואי זה לא מוקול ראה, שמי אוהס עיניים, it brightens the eyes, so, he boil, ויחילה, אוי על די סמרי, in other words, it has a curative effect. A long, it has a curative effect that it can brighten, it can improve the vision of the eye. So how does it improve the vision of the eye? By eating longs of a demo or by using it in as an ingredient in certain medications? The על די אחילו על די סמון. לאחילו איך לא נסיק מי שני, maybe it has a cure to the fact if you just eat the wrong of the thing, just like that, in fact. Or, it only has a cure to the fact if it is used as an ingredient in certain medication. Kishim havu samonim amiras naim afini sayayayim. Die Boyle Rachel ist von Tosch. Da mir haben wir da gute Abse, die süße Rede, die da war. That was the price in those days. In other words, the whole goods, so you had to pay on the one suits. But the long of the goods, you paid for them. So, I mean, the customers were not stupid. So why should they spend 3 more suits in extra in order to get the long of the goods? They could buy the whole goods for one goods and then take out the loan. If it has a cure to the effect, when you eat a tea pack, so why do they have to spend so much money? So the guy is, you don't get a cure to the effect if you eat the loan. If you take out from the loan something, then you use it as an ingredient in the other raw materials, so then it's a cure different. So I need to be very legal. El all day somewhere. Horagassin, am dies auf eure Achille, linke die Sünde leich. So that means that it only has a cure to the fact as an ingredient. Some melee, the customers had to buy a certain piece that was extracted from the bottle. And that piece was mixed with other raw materials, with other ingredients, and together it had cured the effect. Inke, now the more we discuss another question. Inke, the rei eichad in mashmish yod in itak. Suppose the lung was found perforated, but if it was in the place where the butcher handled it. So the question is, do we have to differentiate maybe that nekef existed before the shchita, or we can take it for granted that in as much as in that spot where the nekef is, so the butcher handles it, that it's attributable to the handling by the butcher at the shchita. Talin or loital? Aber wenn uns noch mal Talin und mal, dann morgen mal loital. The Hilches is Talinon, and that's the Aloche. You know, whenever you find something naked in an organ, and the butchers, let's say, in a particular place, that might vary from place to place, you know. Some certain places, the butchers don't handle it altogether. You know, in some places, the butchers handle it. They cut it, they do all kinds of things. So maybe if it's handled, if it could be attributed to the handling by the butcher, so there is, it's attributed to the handling by the butcher, and that it took place at the shul. Omar Ashmur Rabwe Abe, my father means Rabavwe, Mereishi Kaled Yirav Chamabe, Mereishi Kaled Yirav Chamabe. Reishi Kaled means those who announce the aloches of the Chochem to the Am. Sometimes the Chochem, you know, the Chochem's voice didn't carry so much. They didn't have a microphone in those days. So maybe sometimes the Chochem's voice didn't carry so much, so another Chochem existed. So he used to mention it to the tzibur. You know, I mean, Babich has a remnant of that practice. So the Baba Chalev is good to Shmuel. So then, several hours later, so the Chetzer is one, it's always one, where it's supposed to represent. The Chetzer and Baba Chalev are, of course, it's supposed to represent. So he repeats the Baba Chalev Shmuel verbatim, without taking notes, and then I heard him repeating Gandhi Swatma. So a Shmuel the Baba Chalev nation, months ago, but he repeated it verbatim. I mean, as if I don't know how he has a terrific memory. So that is a remnant of that practice. So Rabbi said was the Mashmiya Leom of the Alochis. Mirishikala the Rafam, when Rababuya was a young man, and Rafam was old, so, and Rafam's boys didn't carry as well as Rababuya. So Rababuya was Mashmiya. The Omar Palima. And he said in the name of Rafam that we do a tribute, a nekev, to the hands of the butcher. Amru miho kamei Masutre. So it was mentioned before Masutre, because Masutre himself said Loitalim. And here he mentioned in the name of Rafram, that he said that Alinam. Loitim lo, he didn't accept. Omar, Rav Mishar Shie, Kavosei de Abue de Abe Mistabri. Abui was his grandfather, that's Chabach. And what did Chabach, it's not Chabach de Banosin, so the Messiah Zasha says, Chabach de Banosin. So Rab Nishal Shie, the grandson of Chabach de Banosin. So what did Chabach de Banosin say to Alino? Not like Masutra. So he said, it's Mistabra like my grandfather. Rabache Banos, that he said Stalino, we do a tribute in Eke to the handling by the Tava. To a Talino Bizei, how do we know that if the Neke was found in a place which could have been done by the handling of the butcher's hands, so then we take it for granted that it was affected by the mishmush of the Tava. Alright, aloha is that is a whole supposed lachashrit after the behavior was mishmash. A zayn came, a wolf came, and grabbed the internal organs of the behavior. Then he brought it back, and it's all perforated. So we don't have the chesed. Maybe they were coming before the Zayn. The Zayn, so it's very good. No, we say, since the Zayn grabbed it, and the Zayn is certainly likely to perforate internal organs, so we take it for granted, we assume that it was all done by the Zayn. So it's about different thing, whether it was handled by the Zayn or it was handled by the butcher, as long as the handling by the butcher is likely to affect the nekev, so it should be that. Here, Rashi. Here, the Masnir, the Tachanish, Mike, the Tachanish, 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 המשכין למד בוב תקשורי דרש ודעה ברבה אחר that's why the Maseres HaShas makes a correction and says so אוכלים רבה אחר why? Because of Rashi's Pshat so the words he was given is not רבה לבנוסים but רבה אחר מונה suppose we find after Shrite, so we find in the lungs a word now, and the worm perforated, certainly capable of perforating the lungs. And we found the lungs, when we inspect the lungs at the shite, so it's unnaked, but near the naked there is a worm. So the question is this, did the worm perforate naked before the shite, some little bit easily, or before the shite, the worm didn't perforate the naked, and the worm perforated the naked after the shite, then it's killed. Mugne pridi bo rabizim ba tu soye bi rabo. Chado ma kitu shlite polish. So it's very, chado ma lacha shlite polish. Because we are not supposed to conjure up shoshis. Unless there is a real risk. Here, we see naked in the rain. But we see a worm. The worm might have done it after shlite. So there is no reason to anticipate that the worm did it before. The yuk has lachas shrite po. Da ba unam bisei, yon is very kaum, was in the first day on the angle, if you come in, knock, 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 mund to lasse is na rei, knock, and shrite po, is na rei, knock, and in the form. O ma rabbe bat afu ni yifei now, what does Rav Shime? The Tanakhame says in the Mishneh that any naked in the Reye is matter of the day. But Shina says no. And Noki rebels as he pays. Okay, she need for his hosko. But Shina name Rachit Noki rebels as he pays. Otherwise, not. Oh, my God, I'm not going to be Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, as Tinoki v'simpu godel, according to Rav Shimon, it's only treife if it is perforated into the large bronchial tube. Yosef Rabacha bar Abba, kam Rabune, evi Yosef Komar, Obmar, Rabbi Baloch, that's the name of the Chochem, but not mentioned many times in the Gemara, just several times. Omar Rab Malach, Omar Rabbi Shoyim Levi, Aloch et Rab Shimon. The Aloch is like Rab Shimon. We don't pass like that, because the Gemara says, they don't have Rab Shimon. But there are certain Amoroyim who said that Aloch et Rab Shimon, that only if it's the Nokia will be as famous, but not any other man. Omar Levi, now the head, more than one Rabbi Malach said, the head, a Rabbi Malach came from Arabia, and the head of Rabbi Malach who lived all the time in Bogal. So the question is, which Rabbi Malach said it? Whether is the Rabbi Malach from Arabia or the Rabbi Malach from Bogal? Amalei Malach Avoy Kamret, the Arabian Malach. Kamret Yaloch Etzer Shimon. Kamret Yaloch Etzer Shimon. Amalei Malach Avoy Kamret Yaloch Etzer Shimon. Ein Aloch Etzer Shimon Kamret. You probably mean the Arabian Rabbi Malach. And the Arabian Rabbi Malach, so on the contrary, said during the reverse, the Tein Aloch Etzer Shimon. He saw it from there. Now, when Kabzire went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkecha Rabbibe, Yossi, Vikomar, and he said, Omar Rab Malach, Omar Rab Yishuv Ben Levi, Haloch Et Rab Shimon. In other words, so he checked it with him, and he said, that Rabbi Malach said, Haloch Et Rab Shimon. Omar Rab Chayod Imar, the Amor of Rabbi Barabe and Rabbasi, Ikru Nyon Yasra Rab Malach. So, we once happened to be in the city of Rab Malach, the Amrale, and we asked Rab Malach himself, Yom Amar Aloch Et Rab Shimon, Yom Amor Ein Aloch Et Rab Shimon. And he told us, he himself told us the kid said, in our head, in our kapshinam, the atma biyarach. And what do you say? All right, so Ramalach himself said, in our head. But what do you say? Halach kapshinam, in our head. Omeli hocham ratis of Ram and Moshe, the lady Halach kapshinam. Still, but more pastors, they know. Now, whenever, you know, Gemara mentions this Amira say, Halach, and then it says, Bein Halach Kavshim. So who is that? Who is saying it? That means the Chachmei Amroim of Bilkini Shal Rabash, because he would be Sadeh Hashas, so when Gemara says Tam, Ein Halach, Halach, who is saying it? That means the Omdo Indian, and the members of Rabash's best. So the Rav of them said, Ein Halach Kavshim. Oh, this is the Chashash. Had Hamalut Molach Harviye, Had Bobe Harviye. Ein Halach Kavshim, Koma Alom Halach Kavshim, Elo Ein Halach Kavshim, Koma Beata Miloch, Abdi Gishai, Rabzeire, Ein Halach Kavshim, Gimora, Ein Halach Kavshim. Uvishiva achreino, it's only a minute. Nipsuka aloches alol, hapsuke istambuto. Suke istambuto. Nikva akevo, istrei. Oma rabbi tzobalach meinihi, oma rabbi ishiye. Chilef shal gabi kevo kriyanu noad ubeyeter. Yes.
Machlokas b'shemen and Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Yeah. Is that Machlokas and Messias?
No, Machlokas indeed.
I understand, but either the behemoth is a treif or not. I mean, what?
You mean if we say that the shemen, the sinful lomus is the essential thing of the shem treif, so it's a Machlokas and Messias alive. So we said that it doesn't mean mamish the sinful lomos. In other words, if it's sinful lomos, so then the maki is considered a substantial maki that it has a halisha. But it's a machlokes, it's maybe not halisha. Nikwa kevo, so he said, Omer Rabbi Shibrach, Meini Omer Rabbi Yishe, Chilef Shal Gabi Kevo, Ki Hanu Noag Beheter. Now, one of the Matnas Kune is Sobeyado Koyayin Vakeva. So if somebody shafted the law, he has to give to the Kayev. He has to give the Sobeyah Koyayin Vakeva. The Kayev, he has to, it's a mitzvah to give it to the Kayev. So now there is the fatty part on top of the Kayev. Can the Kayev? Can the Kiyan give it or not? So, Rabbi Yishe says that the Kiyan were accustomed to eat the fat part on the cake. Kirab Mishmur, Shoma Mishma Beza. Like Rabbi Mishmur, because there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between Tanoim. Tomorrow we mention machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and then, so Rabbi Shmuel in the name of his fathers, he said that the fatty part on top of the kevo is chile, because what does chile mean? Chile really means fat. So there is shemen, smuda, and certain fatty portions in the body are also, and there is misapportion. So the question is whether the chilek that is the heavy part on top of the table is dead to be considered a chilek that is also, or is to be considered a shumen that is muta. So Shmuel, tell me the Shmuel. And this is Broch, if you want to remember it, Shmuel Kahane Misayim Kahane. Chas v'sholem. You see, this is only mentioned in the Siman. To remember it, Chas v'sholem, that's not the reason as to why the Avizah of Shmuel said it's Muta. But, you know, it's a good way to remember. In other words, if you want to remember that Rabbi Shmuel's Aviso were the material, so we should just mention that as a reminder. You see, the Kehani said Aloche, that is Misayer, but it's only as a way to remember it, as a device, as a memory device. Shmuel Kehani, Rabbi Shmuel was a king himself. So Shmuel Kahane and Nisai Kahane, Mayi Ditani, where do we see that Rabbi Shmuel, who is a Kayan, is Nisaiya Kahane? There is another memory that we see there. Ditani, Kaysi Boch has made Israel, Rabbi Shmuel, in the Madden Boch of Israel, in Pikani, Mikani, Matsman, Lula Madden, but where is it? A broken nation to Khan himself. The Shema Vani Avochim, the Veime, a Khan in Vochim in Israel, the Akkadish Bochum, the Vorech, the Kiani. So, that's what the Mishmuel says. That the broken to the Khanim is mentioned in the parsha of Birkaskian itself. Rabakilein, they are not. The Madden Vochim in Israel, the Kiani. But does not imply a bracha to the Kohanim themselves, but it only implies that the Rebbeinu Shalom confirms the bracha of the Kohanim. But everything is directed towards the Israeli. So where do the Kahanim get the Bracha? So, Rabbi Akiva Bracha the Kahanim in Ole, it's inconceivable that the Kahanim are before the Israel and the Kahanim themselves don't get the Bracha. That's inconceivable. No, Omar Abraham by Yitzchok, me avocham v'rochach. So that's embraces. So they are also blessed. Because Avochum Vachecha. As a matter of fact, Chazal say that even if the Chokin blesses the Jew, so he's blessed. That means that any Akkad who is an heir of Israel is blessed. He's blessed. Because Avochum Vachecha, anyone, certainly the Kehanim themselves, who bless constantly the Jews, so they are blessed, but according to Rabbi